Your morning just got a whole lot weirder. It's time now for the Good Sentences Morning Minute, courtesy of your favorite literary lunatics, Craig A. Hart and S.J. Varengo.
April 15th. On this day in 1925, Vladimir Nabokov married his wife, Vera. Nabokov is most famous for his controversial book, Lolita, the story of a literature professor in his late 30s who is obsessed with a 12-year-old girl and becomes sexually involved with her after becoming her stepfather. As a work of art, Lolita is unique. While initially, and still by some, classified as an erotic novel, it has become impossible to ignore the artistry of the writing. Nabokov accomplished much more than a simple erotic romp. Instead, he got inside the mind of a person most would revile and despise, and made him human. It took Nabokov 5 years to write the book, and it was only through the intervention of his wife that we have the book at all, as she prevented Nabokov from burning the entire unpublished manuscript. He admitted after its publication that while Lolita was a favorite book of his, it had not been an easy one, which may be why he got a little lazy with the name of his character, Humbert Humbert. Lolita was turned down by multiple publishers, and it was finally arranged to have it published in France. The book was subjected to a firestorm of criticism, and the British customs began seizing all copies entering the UK. They probably all took him home and read it, you think?
Probably.
Finally, 5 years after its initial French publication, Lolita was published in the United States and sold 100,000 copies in its first 3 weeks. It remains one of the most important novels in the English language.
I've heard coincidentally that at the time of its release in America, they estimate there were about 100,000 pedophiles in the country.
Clearly, just a coincidence, I'm sure.
Just a coincidence, right, I'm sure.